place where the water runs down through the, all the way down.
What about something bigger than a branch?
Well, that would be a creek.
Anything else besides a branch and a creek?
Unless it was the river. We have a creek down here that goes into the river.
What are some of the names of some of the creeks or branches in this area?
Well, that down there that you cross is a mill creek. It used to be a grist mill up above Lena's house on that creek, and they named that Mill Creek. Then we have a branch over here, which is a deep branch, about a half a mile up the road. And it's rock bank, and it's way down deep. And it's narrow. And that's deep branch. And we have a monkey branch, and we have a...
Monkey branch?
Yeah, that's way up in the woods.
How'd it get that name?
And we have a... I don't know, unless they killed monkeys up there or something. And then they have that Tate's Hell, which is a big... that Lena mentioned. Which is a big swamp up here. And they have Bradford Bay, which is another big place of woods and a swamp.
A bay?
Yeah.
Is that salt water?
No, nothing goes in there unless it's a deer. No, it's fresh water. Deer and coons and things like that, nobody goes in there. It's too thick. But they think now that they're going to drill for oil up in there around that. So maybe they will, and they'll clear that all up. I hope they do. And we have a mosquito bay. That's on across the river a piece, back toward Crawfordville. Oh, they name everything. They have a wildcat bay over here on the highway. And they have a bee gap.
A bee gap?
Yeah.
What's that?
That's where there's a lot of tie-dye bushes. It has blooms on them in the spring, and the bees just live there with these bushes, getting honey, you see, out of the blossoms. And they call it the bee gap. Oh, this Wakulla County is famous for its names.
Sapchap
is an Indian name, meaning black waters, dark waters, and that's the truth. It's dark waters.
Why is it dark?
I don't know.
Just
sure don't.
The river.
But now way up the river is clear. It has several springs up there, and above tide water it's real clear. Because it's all spring water. But below tide water, it's black.
When you talk about a branch, does that ever run dry?
Once in a while. A real dry year. They do. We've had this one down here to go dry twice since we've been here.
What about something that just has water flow, just flows when it's been raining for a while?
Well, that's all I know is just a lot of water. And it settles in the low places and goes to the river. You know, most every branch flows to the south. You don't hardly ever see a branch